Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, you'll hear the award-winning actor and vocalist, Ms. Betty Buckley, speak with Paul Leary about her concerts this weekend at the Colony Theater on Lincoln Road. Dan Hudak previews the 32nd Miami International Film Festival with Jay LaPlante. Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food. And our Palm Beach Arts Calendar features Ms. Marilyn Bauer. Now it's time to find out about all of the excitement coming to the 9th Annual Festival of the Arts with chair and co-executive producer, Mr. Charlie Seaman, and our classical arts contributor, Charles Greenfield.
Despite the fact that so much of classical music in South Florida is produced from big box venues like Miami's Arts Center and Miami Beach's New World Symphony Hall, it is reassuring to look north in March for an exciting 10-day festival of classical music, jazz, pop, dance, and book authors. Presented by the Schmidt Family Center for the Arts at the Meisner Park Amphitheater and the Cultural Arts Center in Boca Raton, the 9th Annual Festival of the Arts Boca takes place March 6th through the 15th. According to Festival Chair Charlie Seaman, throughout the 10-day cultural celebration, festival goers will enjoy a rich and diverse lineup as we bring back artists from years past and welcome some of the greatest intellectual leaders of our time. On March 6th, Festival of the Arts Boca opens with Bernstein Sondheim's West Side Story, played by Festival Orchestra Boca, accompanied by the classic Robert Wise, Jerome Robbins film. Some festival features will include Sir James Galway in a Mozart gala, Arthur Thomas Friedman of The World is Flat fame, and Pulitzer Prize novelist Richard Ford of Independence Day, and closing with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, conducted by Maestro Constantine Kitsopoulos and South Florida's popular Master Chorale. Recently, I spoke to Seaman about the vibrant roster of musicians, entertainers, and writers for the 9th Annual Festival of the Arts Boca. Charlie Seaman, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Give us a little history of Festival of the Arts Boca. You're in your 9th season. How do you explain its popularity in drawing crowds from all over South Florida?
The best thing about the festival is we make a very serious effort to bring the best possible artists to South Florida. And I think the festival tent in Meisner Park over the amphitheater is really a unique venue that gives people an opportunity to come enjoy it in a relaxed environment in an interesting place. And I think the fact that it's very young people friendly, because it is a festival venue, that's had a lot to do with our success.
Let's go right into the exciting schedule, kicking off March 6th with Festival Orchestra Boca and conductor Jace Ogren in the Bernstein Sondheim classic West Side Story. What a great way to see the remastered film with a live orchestra.
It's our opening event, and we're fortunate Jamie Bernstein is actually going to be here. She's going to give a lecture in advance of the movie. She's behind and involved in this project, and the remastering of the film was done by the Bernstein Group, and they have presented it around the country in a number of foreign nations, and it's just been a fabulous hit. It was at Tanglewood last year, and the reviews were beyond anything you could imagine. It was magnificent music. Powerful, dramatic, and we're really looking forward to what we think is going to be a fantastic experience, both musically and visually. And again, a wonderful opportunity for families, to people to introduce themselves to this wonderful experience to the next generation.
To the Sharks and the Jets.
The Sharks and the Jets.
Continuing with the festival's musical offerings, March 7th is an unusual evening. Two banjo virtuosos, Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn. Give us a quick background to the two players, their instruments, and their program. I believe Miss Washburn even sings in Chinese.
She's an extraordinary artist. Bella Fleck is, I think he's won so many awards, it's hard to count them. A fantastic musician. And Abigail Washburn is his wife. She is also a banjo player, but she brings a very diverse set of background experience, a wonderful voice. And I've seen excerpts from this. I've not seen it live, but it's a night to behold. And they are just two fabulous artists. And we're really very excited to have Bella here.
Friday, March 13th, in the amphitheater, the renowned flutist Sir James Galway performs Mozart's Concerto in D major, Violinist Arno Sussman plays the Mozart Concerto in G major, and pianist Conrad Tau the Mozart Concerto in C major, all accompanied by conductor Konstantin Kitsopoulos and the Festival Orchestra Boca. Could you unpack this Mozart extravaganza for us?
Well, it started off as a night of starting to build on Sir James Galway, who's been to the festival twice before. He was here our opening year and the second year. And it sort of emerged. We started talking about whether we should have another soloist. And before you know it, we said, well, we ought to bring back Conrad Tau. We've been sort of looking retrospectively at the festival. He was here, played his first time as a 12-year-old. He's gone on to really establish himself as a very well-known artist. And Arnold Sussman, Itzhak Perlman, pitched to us himself. He's been a student of his and a protege. He's also been teaching at the Perlman School for several years and has now gone out to concertizing. And the next thing we knew, it turned into a Mozart, we didn't want to call it mostly Mozart, it's all Mozart, a Mozart feast. And I think it's going to be a fabulous night. The audience seems to be responding to it. I think it's going to be a great night. One more thing. Sir James is going to do his St. Patrick's Day encore at the end of that concert, which is just 2 days before St. Patrick Day, and we think that will be a wonderful addition.
Closing night Saturday, March 14th, is Back to Beethoven with the monumental Ninth Symphony. Kitsopoulos is accompanied by the Festival Orchestra Boca, the Young People's Chorus of New York City, and South Florida's popular Master Chorale. Give us a little background on how you set up such an interesting combination, especially with the kids, and the work is not for the faint-hearted, one of the glories of Western music.
Well, we've had a long history with the Ninth Symphony, and Itzhak Perlman conducted it in 2010. It was very, very well received. We've wanted to have the Young People's Chorus of New York City here, and they were available this year, and we started trying to build a program around them. They will sing with the Festival Orchestra program before the intermission. And then after a little debate, we decided there's nothing better to finish a festival than Beethoven's Ninth. We get a lot of requests for it. And so we put together a roster of soloists, as we did before, the Master Chorale. The students will perform in that as well, and then Konstantin Kitsopoulos. It's in the amphitheater with the festival tent over it. It's a remarkably stirring experience.
A large part of the festival is literary, with well-known authors and their bestsellers. Give us a brief tour of the authors, starting with Leonard Bernstein's daughter, Jamie Bernstein, speaking in a pre-festival event Wednesday, March 4th. Then you have authors Thomas Friedman, Michael Grunwald, Lucinda Franks, and ending with Martin Goldsmith on Sunday, March 15th.
In addition, we have Clive Thompson, a renowned technology expert, who's going to speak. We're very happy to have Tom Friedman here, and a remarkable speaker, and we think speaks worlds about our festival and its stature in the community. Richard Ford is fantastic. We also have Martin Goldsmith, who's the voice of public radio, classical music, is going to speak on a book he wrote, Alex's Wake, about the voyage of betrayal and journey of remembrance about his family and their travails on the ill-fated St. Louis that was turned away from salvation by the U.S. and Cuba. This is, we think, as well as we've ever done. Dr. Siddhartha Mukherjee, who will speak on the cancer puzzle. He's the author of The Emperor of All Maladies, A Biography of Cancer, which was a Pulitzer Award-winning book. And Richard Ford speaks for himself. We're so pleased and happy that he's joining us.
Now, you have a film on March 7th called Girl Rising, and then on March 8th, Principal Dancers from the American Ballet Theater. Briefly tell us about those two events.
Girl Rising is an Academy Award from Richard Robbins. It's a witness to the strength of human spirit and power of education to change the world. We're taking up this cause, thinking we're working very hard to bring a lot of school people into this event, and that's one of the parts of doing this. And we have an all-star roster of dancers on Sunday night. We are dedicated to including dance in the festival because it's important as an art form, but we think it's also important for those people in South Florida who are excited about dance. It's not our biggest crowd, but it's always one of our best performances, and we just have some fabulous dancers this year.
Well, Charlie Seaman, I want to thank you for participating on South Florida Arts Beat. The festival sounds absolutely thrilling, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
It's my pleasure, and things have come a long way in South Florida in the cultural arts, and it's a wonderful thing to be a part of it.
The Festival of the Arts Boca 2015 brings great music and exciting new performers to the northern end of South Florida. Now in its ninth year, the ambitious program featuring classical music, cinema, dance, and orchestras combined with renowned literary figures can only grow larger and more popular in the years to come. It certainly belies the notion that the northern end of South Florida remains a cultural backwater. For more information, call 866-571-2787. To purchase tickets, visit festivalboca.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.